Oh-ho! Good morning, New York, huh? Wow, this is exciting. Look at all of you. You're so beautiful. Look at somebody next to you and say, you're beautiful. Wow. Wow, I'm really excited to be on a New York stage. It seems like, oh wait, let me try something. Hold on just a minute. Okay. That just felt prosperous. You know, doesn't it sometimes just feel prosperous to just, right, own the space that you're in? Feels good. Another way I'm going to own it, I think I'm just going to take these off right now. Yeah, that's much better. That's much better. I'm so happy to be with you here in New York. I love New York, and it's always such a blessing to be with you. And you are in a really important time as a ministry, and I want to acknowledge it. You are in a time of change, and most of us fear change, don't we? Yeah, because when change starts happening, what happens is our little box that we've called life starts getting broken up, doesn't it? We don't know what to expect, and we say, oh my gosh, change is happening, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop everything. We constrict and we pull back and we say, I don't know. You know, I don't know. There's change going on in New York, and I don't even know who's going to speak. So maybe I'm just going to go back here in my comfortable little life and forget that this is a spiritual community with so much love, vitality, and energy that blesses me on my journey, right? So we want to, rather than fear change, we want to embrace it, because change is the one constant in the whole universe. Right? I mean, so God, of course, God is our constant, right? God is never changing. But in life, the one thing we can depend on is change. Right? So we're going to practice embracing change by using this affirmation. It goes like this. Change. I like it. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Let's try that. You ready? Okay, let's try it together. Ready? Change. I like it. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Too bad I don't have the rhythm section back here, right? Right? Let's try it one more time. Now, this time, I wanted you to do it like you mean it. Now, don't mean yell it, because I'm really good at that. I'm really good at, like, yelling when somebody says, give me more. I want you to take a nice deep breath, you know, from way, way down here. It's like soul breath, you know. And you're going to say, change. I like it. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Together? Change. I like it. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. And you know what? When you say that, the universe hears it. The universe says, I've got somebody right here who's serious. I've got somebody here who's serious about ready to move in consciousness. Because to be prosperous, to move in consciousness, you know what has to happen? You have to be willing to change. Because you have to leave the old behind so the new can be made known to you. Right? So change is the language of the soul. When change comes, it means your soul is ready to grow into more of who it was designed to be. Change is the language of the soul. Will you say that with me? Change is the language of the soul. So if you want to bring in more prosperity into your life, which I do, to me, prosperity is this. Prosperity is a vitally alive, healthy body. It's relationships that work all the time, right? It's work that I love that doesn't feel like work. And it's all the money that I need. To me, that's prosperity. Prosperity is God. So if we want more God, more money, more love than ever before, we have to be willing to change, to move into that. And we have to release old thoughts that have been with us for so long, running our show. Do you know what I mean when I say running our show? It means old thoughts, old belief patterns that actually are not healthy, that we keep believing is true. So when, this is many years ago, it's hard to believe that I've been in ministry 30 years, I have to say. I love Britt for saying maybe I was two when I started, but wasn't quite two, but I was kind of a youngster when I started in ministry. But it's important to work with our thoughts, right? We know to really bring more prosperity in, there's actually a formula, and it's this. It's thought plus feeling that equals manifestation in life for anything. It's a formula. Thought plus feeling equals the manifestation. It's not just a thought, but it's your feeling. Remember when I said, this time when we say change, I like it, can you do it with some feeling, right? Can you do it from your soul? Because that's what makes a difference. Just saying, change, I like it, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. I mean, there's no energy there, right? So we add our emotion to it, and that's what creates the manifestation. That's what creates good. So when I was in ministerial school, I was, for the very first time, starting to what is really called tithing. Does anybody know the word tithe? which means I give 10% of all that I earn to my place of spiritual feeding, wherever that might be. I've tithed at the car wash. I've tithed to a waitress. I've tithed to friends. But the bulk of my tithe comes to my ministry. I'd say probably 90% of my tithe goes to my ministry, where I serve even, because I'm served by so many other things there at the ministry, right? So when I was early on tithing, I was realizing that I was kind of giving in fear, like, oh my gosh, I'm about to give. And I realized that energy was starting to be connected to my giving, and I needed to shift it. And I was a student, and I was working, and I needed to feel, and I wanted to feel prosperous. In other words, I was saying to myself, I'm serving God. I need to feel prosperous. These are the things that I teach, and I'm not. So what I would do, I got this affirmation because someone in my class at school needed help. She said, I'm not feeling prosperous, and I need an affirmation to work with. And so I said, I came up with one, and I said, here's the one I'm thinking of. God is my supply. Substance is mine now. God is my supply. Substance is mine now. Will you say that with me? God is my supply. Substance is mine now. And I said that for her, and I thought, you know what? That's a good one. I'm going to keep that. I'm going to use that for me. I don't know if she ever used it, but what I started doing all day, like I would have a pretty long commute into work, and you're New Yorker, so you don't know anything about commutes probably, but anyways, right, you got some time on a train maybe? So you can use your commute to work with your thoughts, right? To work with your thoughts to create more abundance in your life. And so what I started doing is this affirmation. God is my supply, substance is mine now. And I would do it over and over. So I had a half hour commute from home to school. So that meant I said that affirmation probably, you know, hundreds of times, right, in the morning before school. So what happened in the first week, I was doing the affirmation. I was doing it every day, all the way into school and all the way back. I didn't just say it once and expect money to fall from the skies. Has anybody else done that? You've said a prosperity affirmation and said, why is there not hundreds of dollars falling in my lap? But what happened was, as I started saying these affirmations over and over, something started to shift almost immediately. So what happened was, I went to school that morning. I think it was like maybe 3-4 days after I started doing the affirmation. I went to school, and on my desk was a packet of seeds, and there was a $10 bill put in the back of them. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And so I got the money. I said, you know what? I've got to do something with this money, you know, that's special. And it came to me, I need to start a special account. I'm going to set aside this account, maybe for my ministry. But I thought, $10 is not even enough to start an account. Right? So I said, all right, I'm a student, but I think I can afford another, maybe $40 out of my account, and I can probably, it's probably $50 to start an account. So I was already thinking that direction. I'm going to set this money aside for, and I'm going to call it my unexpected income account, and it's going to be called Anderson Ministries. That's what it's going to be called. So then that afternoon, I had said my affirmations all the way from school, you know, to work, and then I got home. And when I got home that night, I went in my mailbox and I picked out a letter, and it was from a church called Unity of Anderson. And I said, you know, I never knew there was a Unity of Anderson. And it was from Anderson, Indiana. Yeah. See, it does exist. I'm not making this up, right? I could not possibly have made it up. And I opened the check, and I opened the envelope, and it was a check for $120. And now when you're a student, that is big money. Can I have an amen? Amen. I mean, $120 unexpected dollars in the mailbox. I'm saying, okay, Spirit, you have my attention. I got the unexpected money at school. I've been doing these affirmations. I come home. I get an unexpected $120. So I called the church, and I said, hey, you know, this is so cool that I got this check. I kind of wanted to check it out with you because it's not every day you just get unexpected checks in the mail. How was I the lucky recipient? And she said, well, we always tied to a student, and we called the school, and they could not recommend anybody. And so I said to her, read the names off the student list. And so she said, and the first name she said was Cynthia Alice Anderson. And the woman said, that's it. We're Unity of Anderson. And then they tied to me for my entire 2 years of school. Yeah, and then when I got out, they flew me there to speak. That's prosperity. But not just that. I mean, that's great, right? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then the other thing that happened that same day that was interesting, I had a prayer partner at the time they chose him to tithe to as well and tithe to him for 2 years as well. They didn't fly him in though, so I don't know. Well, I wrote lots of thank you notes. It's really important to have gratitude as a part of your receiving. Amen? Right, so after that, then I went to my job the next day, and again, I went to my mailbox, and there was a check in there from some other church. I said, what is happening? It feels like money is falling from the skies. And I always make fun of that, you know. I make fun of spiritual airy fairies, but there it was. It was in an envelope, and it was a gift from a minister I had supported like 2 years ago, and she just now thought to tithe to me. What is that about? That's about energy and consciousness. That's about preparing your consciousness to receive. So let's say together, change, I like it, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Together, change, I like it. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. Right, and my other affirmation was, God is my supply, substance is mine now. Let's say that one together. God is my supply, substance is mine now. Now, it's important if you're working with new ideas to put now on the end, because sometimes we say, I want to be prosperous and I hope to be prosperous, and it's kind of, right, it's kind of never ending. There's no ending to it, and so we never are. We want to be, and Spirit says, you know, whenever you're ready, I'm ready. Have you guys ever said this to God? You know, I'm ready for you to bring my prosperity anytime. Whenever you're ready, and God's going, whenever you're ready. You know, name it, claim it, manifest it, whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready. See, the problem is most of us live on the relative level rather than the absolute. Right? We want to live life from the absolute level, meaning we want to live life from the level of Spirit. That we want to constantly check in, be working with our thoughts, vigilantly with our thoughts, to bring in these new ideas of prosperity and goodness, because the scriptures tell us it is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more what? Abundantly. Abundant life. I want you to sit around and suffer all time and be a miserable sinner. In unity, we're happy sinners. Amen? We don't have to be miserable. Right, we're happy sinners. Can I have an amen to that? Yeah. And we can take our shoes off in church and be totally cool. Right? God is my supply, substance is mine now. Let's say that together. God is my supply, substance is mine now. So what energy, what consciousness, what are you wanting to manifest? What are you wanting to bring forth in your life? We all really ultimately want more God. That's really what we want. The mystics of the East have told us, God will give you all you want till all you want is God. Yeah. God will give you all you want till all you want is God. Our holy scriptures say it this way, seek ye first the kingdom and all these things will be added unto you. Right? Seek ye first the kingdom. And all of these things will be added. So, in other words, many of us start when we think about becoming prosperous, about having more things. The truth is, the things are nothing. The things are dust. What we really want is more love, more connection, more relationship, right? And again, money is a part of that. But money, remember, is only a symbol of the energy. It's not the energy itself. Money is a symbol of God energy, right? So, often, we learn to work with money first to learn that we're powerful co-creators. In other words, as we start to give, then we start to receive. The scriptures tell us, as you give, so too shall you what? Right? As you give, so too shall you receive. Right? So, what I've learned to do in my giving is, I give big and I receive big. Right now in my life, I can honestly say I have more God, more love, more money, more than I have ever had before. And I also give it away just as easily as I have received it. I love to be in the flow of giving and receiving and seeing God show up in all different ways. I love it. I love it. In this city, there's a lot of need. Can you imagine if everybody knew there was enough and just gave because they could? Can you imagine how it would change the reality of the city? It would completely change everything, right? You know, like, hey, oh, do you need a Subway pass? Okay, here's, you know what? I happen to have an extra. Or you pay for the person's grocery behind you just because you want to. Because you can. Because there is enough for you. Will you say, there is enough for me? Together? There is enough for me. You know, there's more than enough for you. God has done nothing but set you up to succeed and be prosperous. The only reason, if there's an area of your life that you're not, is because you have not prepared your consciousness to receive. There is enough for you, right? Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly, right? So the affirmation I've been using right now in my life is, I am prosperous. My life is abundant. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. One thank you, God, is not enough for me. I'm telling you. Right, sometimes when I get an unexpected something, I praise God for a full 15 minutes. I love it. I am prosperous. My life is abundant. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Can we say that one together? I am prosperous. My life is abundant. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And we're remembering that prosperity is a vitally alive, healthy body, right? It's all the money that I can spend. It's relationships that work all the time. Right? It's doing work that doesn't feel like work, that feels like play, because we love it so much. Right? So if there's an area of your life that you're needing to feel more prosperous, I'd love for you to join me in my workshop this afternoon. And the way I'm going to do the workshop is real different than maybe than you've experienced a workshop before, because I'm not going to give you a whole bunch of stuff and then save questions for the last 15 minutes. The whole workshop is going to be hearing from you where you are and answering the questions based on your needs. And we just did this in my ministry, too. We did prosperity checkups. I was a prosperity doctor, and we did prosperity checkups for 6 hours a day the last 2 weeks. And it worked really, really well, because there's some people in the audience that had real specific questions, and I could really address those and help them. We've already had huge manifestations from people just attending. One woman in my church, I had one of the days I had 9 to 11 was a workshop. Then I did a video conference from 12:30 to 1:30, and then I did an evening class from 6 to 9, and one woman did all of it. She came in the morning, had a demonstration, and had a demonstration in the afternoon, and came in the evening. She came to both weeks. And then by the end, she had a piece of paper this long filled with prosperity demonstrations, simply from focusing for 2 weeks on new prosperous thoughts. Isn't that amazing? All right, so say with me, God is my supply, substance is mine now. Together, God is my supply, substance is mine now. And remember, this doesn't just work for me. Sometimes when you see a speaker standing up on the stage and everything, you say, well, that's good for them. No, it only works because I worked it in my consciousness, right? Now, these statements may not be right for you, but you can work with these ideas to create some of your own, to shift your consciousness. And remember that change is the language of the soul. It's being willing to change that moves you forward in life. Being willing to change is what moves your soul forward in its evolution. Right? Your soul is here and wants to grow and evolve and expand so that not only you affect your own life, but all those around you. People that you work with, people on the subway, people in the taxi, people at the show, everywhere you go shifts because you're there. Right? That's the impact we want to make. So I am prosperous. My life is abundant. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Let's say that together. I am prosperous. My life is abundant. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I want to mention one more thing. If you can't come to the workshop especially, I do have a book back there, and I made it very affordable. It's only $10, and the CDs are the same. If you'd like them, we have them after. And if not, that's wonderful too. I bless you in whatever. All of my talks are online. If you ever want to go on there and listen, that's free to you. So any way that I can support you on your spiritual journey of the evolving soul, I want to. Any money for those books does not go to me personally. It goes to my ministry. That's my donation to the ministry. I'm not here hawking my wares. You know what I'm doing? I'm serving your prosperity consciousness and my churches. I don't need anything. I'm totally taken care of. Spirit's got me. I don't need to make $6 on a book. You know what I'm saying? I don't. I'm good. God is my supply. Substance is mine now. Let's say that together. God is my supply. Substance is mine now. So let's go together, have a time of prayer together, just for a moment. Understanding, God, that there's an energy, there's a consciousness, and change is a part of it, bringing it. So as we pray today, we bless Unity of New York. The great, great work it does, touching lives, encouraging souls to move forward on their spiritual journey, the journey of the evolving soul. We bless its leadership, its prayer chaplains, its board. All those who've ever worshiped here, we bless. We bless former minister, Reverend Paul. And know he's being supported in his next venture, knowing that he's trusting Spirit in all things. So that's our prayer, God, that as we move forward, as we step forward into change, that we know you're there to light our path. We know that you're not setting us up to fail, but to succeed. So we align our consciousness with you by doing the work, by using the affirmations, by doing the work of our soul to move forward in faith, to do that which is ours to do with great love, great energy, great passion, knowing it is God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. The scriptures tell us, seek ye first the kingdom and all these things will be added unto you. That's our prayer. So for our time together today, we give great thanks. Together we say, I am so grateful, I am so blessed. Together, I am so grateful, I am so blessed. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.